Okay, it's Wednesday night, Nisan. We're in the mitzvah of Pidyon Mor, mitzvah of Beis, and we're going to start from what we have as Gimel with the people's Chastinach has as Gimel Vinei Hadin de Pidyon. It's sort of towards the beginning. Yeah. Vinei Hadin de Pidyon. This is the mitzvah Pidyon Petach Hamor, and because it says Beset. So we're going to see, can you do it for money? What happens if you don't have a set? Can you do it for other objects? With other objects? Vinei Hadin de Pidyon de Tzorech Litzos Beset, Venosin Hasel Lekoyim, Upetach Hamor, Huli Yisroel, Umutar Bahano, Alachash Nifteh. So the Kedusha sort of dissipates. It's a, I don't know if it's ever Kadosh. I mean, Kadosh we called before. Does it apply to a Petach Hamor, the Etzem Kedusha? I don't know. It's hard to say. How would the Kedusha manifest itself? And also, when you play the it, usually the process of Pinyon transfers Kedusha to the whatever you played it with. But here, the Pinyon, they both end up being Chulin. But he doesn't talk about that. The takeif shepada b'seh afshalom noson adayin l'koyim. Remember, the koyim doesn't have the petach hamor. You have it. So the pidyon is not by giving the seh to the koyim. The pidyon is by being mafresh b'seh. And saying, this says should be paid the Petach Hamor. So as soon as you say that, as soon as you do that, Avshalom Nosno Adayin L'Koyen, you didn't give the set to the Koyen yet. But the Petach Hamor, which heretofore was also Bahano, I'm not sure if it's Kedusha or not, it's not, okay? But Achabonim is certainly also Bahano, and the Pidyon is Matirit. So the pigeon's mafterith, even before you give the set to the coin. If the set now gets lost, you're not responsibility. If it dies, let's say, Peter Hachamor Padui, because that was chal from when you were paid it, the set. On the veila, you can lekayin. The kayin owns the veila of the seh. Gam on the veila nevdar nechayin b'chriyusa because there's no achrayus. Yemeis peta hachamor laachar pidyon. Kodem the sino lekayin. Mutabano, I guess the veila of the peta hachamor kimin shenifte. But tla yitin lekayin. So it could totally be pidyon, but I've been seeing the koyim. Now, don't think that if before he gave the set to the koyim, that's what he's saying. A few things he's saying. As soon as you paid it, it's mutar banor, and you're not mechuyev in achrayus anymore. Now he's saying, and if the petach hamor died after you paid it, you still have to give the set to the koyim. Because that's lo kosher. You paid the petach hamor, and you have to din the sina. You give it to the coin. The Iker told him a pidyon, loy ben asino the coin. The asino the coin is like a matnas kahuna type thing, but the Iker pidyon, the petach hamor tifteh b'seh, is not through the asino the coin. That's what the Minchas Chinuch is stressing here. The petach hamor tifteh b'seh is not through the asino the coin, which makes sense, because remember, the coin doesn't have the petach hamor. It's not like you pointed a hamor by giving him the say, he doesn't have a hamor. Hamor is by you. So, Vayin Shastaf Yidbeiz and Medbeiz, the Rabbonon Sfirullah who came. This might be a Machlokes Tanaim, but this is Rabbonon, Wilch Vechavasayu. Vechein Kan, Barambam Halachahe, Vechein Aruch Sivvav. Did
someone?
It might be one of the Chavdal of Matnas Kahuna. No, it's not the mitzvah of Pidyon. But it might be Nichlal and Chavdal and Matnas Kuna. No, you're a Goslin if you don't, at the very least. You don't have, even if it's not a keel of a specific mitzvah to give it there, but it's certainly Momen Koyen. And if you don't, I mean, you have to give it to a Koyen. It's like every Matnas Kuna. You have to give it to a Koyen. It doesn't say which kind.
You're not responsible if something happens to it.
You're not responsible for truma either. If you mafresh truma, you're not responsible if something happens
why
to
not?
It.
Why shouldn't you be? What are you? Once
you're not a shomer.
You're not. That's what I'm asking. You're not. What? So.
So you're saying you're not responsible.
I know. I'm trying to figure out what are you when it's in your possession.
Nothing. You're not a shomer. You were never mekabel shmirah. So you just have to give it to the kohen. You have a mitzvah lesina. Mitzvah lesina be'alma, the Gemara would call it. But you're not chayav in a krayus. You're not a shomer.
Leave the door open when it goes out.
Okay, you can't be mazikit. God, even if you're mazikit, it's mamashen lo tovim. Because which kohen? There's no kohen. But that it would just be part of the regular din in chulin of mazik matnas kahuna. And that would be dafka mazik. If you cause the loss of matnas kahuna, you're probably, certainly you're part of it. Dalit. Bishasham dafyurim at bay is mavur. The tifta afibu kolshu. What does it mean? Hainu afamaseh shava kolshu. We're not looking at the monetary value of the seh. We call it golden bow, no matter what it's worth. Okay. The A Vakhrez and Mavur the Eshilik Bain Ayin Yofe Besela Ayin Ro Bachatsu Sela Vain Vainunis Bishloisha Zuzim Faravam Hilksa Biragya Dahainu Shlosha Zuzim Ramina Kashi Hilksa Hilksa. It would seem that the second part of the Brisa is talking about how much the seh is supposed to be worth. Ayin Yofa, Ayin Ra, how we paskin. That's what it would look like. That's Kashi Hachel, so you just got through saying that we don't care what the seh is worth. Tamin and La'el, the Dai B'chol Shehu. The Tarish, the first Tarish of the Gemara is Kam B'boli Molech, B'kam B'oisa Me'atzmoy. Dainu B'boli Molech, when he comes to ask, Amrina Shehitin says Shavaragya. Ragya, they were saying, is three Zuzim, at least three Zuzim. The Zabinaba Bitzlas Zuzim. The Mavra Podabaseh, but if he went ahead and did it, Kosher who would die. It's Chal. Okay. Ubekeshus Ramban Lagoras of Shavaragya. Rakashiurin the Eshchilik Benayin Yofer, and it doesn't say Hilchasa. But through Lochilik Benayin Yofer, Rakos of the Yishus Loisha Zuz. So upon him so far, whatever it is about the seh, whether it's Shlosha Zuzim or it's Ayin Yofeh or whatever, but the answer to the basic contradiction is that if he asks what's proper to do, you tell him three Zuzim, and if he doesn't ask and he's paid there with a seh that's worth less than that, barely worth anything, it's Chal. Okay, that's what he said to him. What?
It's like Truma?
What do you mean by that?
Truma Midoraisa, it's a...
Yeah, but there it's an amount. Here it's the value of the set. I mean, you're right in a certain sense that we don't look at the value of the Truma. But the Chiddush there is that you don't have to give a certain amount. You don't have to give a certain percentage. Chita Achas Pideris is a Kree. There's not even a discussion of value. It's how much you have to give. Here we're saying the seh doesn't have to be worth, but the evid, the seh doesn't have to be worth a minimum amount of money. Actually, by pidyon hektish also, we say with your eyes, so hektish shava amone shashava shechilo al shava pruta chilo the pidyon's chal, even if it's disproportionate to the value. Okay, umavur shomeg gemara the dafka said he knows okay. The din that we don't look at the value of the seh is only when you're using a seh to be poda. Now, if you look at the Torah, it looks like you have to use a seh. So that's what he's telling us, that's not so. Amlamein lo seh, then the din is poda petach amor b'chol dover. You can be poda it with money. The lechomer may hektish. Okay? I wonder if it could be played there with karka or with staris, because you can't be played the hektish with karka or staris. Okay, maybe kind of shallow that the mechaschina will talk about. Rak b'shavoi peta hachamor. So that's very important. If you pay it with anything else other than a seh, then the taka has to be worth what the seh is worth. It has to match the value of, I'm sorry, the chamor, thank you. It has to be worth the value of the petah chamor. Torah is not saying you must use a seh even if you have money in your wallet. You don't have to be worth what the petah chamor is worth. If you're matching its worth, its value, then you don't have to use a seh. Sounds like not even a chatchila. So when you read the Torah, you suddenly get the impression you're supposed to use a seh a chatchila. So he sounds like, no. If you're willing to pay with the value of the petah chamor, then you can be paid with money, with anything, with shavah kesef. B'chein kosov kan b'rabba malachi yad alav b'shuv chonorach sifei. Ach, b'rabba malachi yad beis mesayim b'med d'var ma'murim sh'petar ha'chamor shovim mishleisha zuzim l'mayla. He apparently learned in the Gemara that it's talking about the worth of the petar ha'chamor, not the worth of the seh. Ablemenu shovim shleisha zuzim tzorach seh o shleisha zuzim. Yeah, that's what he's saying. You have to, if you're using money, you do need a minimum of 3 zuzim, even if it's not worth 3 zuzim. Then he obviously had a different gears in the Gemara. Vayin kesef mishnah shel Rambam hoy legirsa acheres b'shas. For Rambam mechaber kosuv kan, that's the chinuch, the main lo seh, hodeo b'demei seh. That we didn't see yet. That's a chinuch. That we didn't... That the chinuch says you pay it with the value of the seh. You can't give a seh, give the value of the seh. Ulefi eshein demei haseh oshomen. And that's what the Gemara is talking about in the second half. How do you know how much a seh is worth? There's different types of sehs. He says, Omer Azal, ayin yofeh, this many sloim, ayin roh, this many sloim. Ladvar malolot tmuim, the eftel holman belit tol seifeh. Must be a mistake here. The Mashakoto Shayifta B'demei Seh, B'emes Mavur, the point of Beshiva Petra Hamor, that's a Beperisha Gemora. Dainu D'mei Petra Hamor Ke Hekdesh, but that's the Gemora, but it's not worse than Hekdesh. The Achari Zeshakoto, Vain D'mei Haseo Shovin, Ein Havono, Alkain Tzorch Lagi B'dvorov, Rambam. Again, there's the chinuch. You have to be magi dvorim to read like the Rambam or kochol apolskim. V'inei la'asovrim the eshchilik b'nai in yofe oi baragya. That's l'chadchila what the seh should be worth. Baragya meaning three zuzim. Ayin marit al gazish because it's a zirak with the rabbanon. If there is such a din, it would only be with the rabbanon. Keeping them before the alfinan mitif after the b'chol show. So that's what he does. We said it's a question of boli molech to the evan. He's saying it means midrabbanon. Yeah, it's only midrabbanon. So midrais is not ma'akif. He came in a torah sagi b'chol show. Rak midrabbanon nos nushir zeh. Oy baragya akol midrabbanon. Vayin shemoy shemafalful b'divrei haramba. So the Marit al Gazi holds us with the Rabbanon, even though the Gemara was Boli Molech and B'di Evet. Sounds like indeed lechatchila you should do it the way the Torah said it. Don't give its value in money. Give the seh, even if the value of the seh is close to zero.
Achamet, what? You're not asking the coin what he would prefer.
Yeah, right. But he's saying it sounds from the chinuch like lechatchila you should use the seh. He also lahonos hekdesh. That's the chatchila though only. I entitled the mitzvah shom to bremas chulumar. Bekomos hanir shom and masoros hashal shom. I will be the evident potam petach hamor. Afilu b'shav epruto. Poka isura minei. Even if he used money, if the whole rationale is that there's no better or worse than hekdesh, so if it works for the evident by hekdesh, so it's going to work by a pidyon petach hamor also, even if you use money. You can give the smallest amount of money if that's all you have. Because we can't make it more chomer than from hekdesh. The hekdesh b'diyevet b'chul afilu shel epruta. Vein raya mihodim b'vur b'mishnah. Ein poidin b'egel u'b'chaya u'b'seh shochot ein shom dafid b'ezim al aleph. Umayri is talking about shalom b'shavyo. The b'shavyo poldim b'chol davar. So the Mishnah says you can't use A, B, C, D. It means it's not worth the petach hamor. Ayin shom yud beis amar aleph. He's saying there's a good question. The Talmud Gemara says you can't use this, you can't use this, you can't use that. So it's all talking about pachos mishavyo. Mishavyo, you can use anything. So it's talking about a pachos mishavyo, and he can't use a shetet shechted already or a shetet kalayim. So he says, But in any event, you could use anything in the world because with the evidence, it should be good. Because with the evidence, it's hekdesh shavei prut, shavei meya, shechil al shavei pruta is mal, right? Is padui, umayis is chal. So here also, it's chal with the evidence. So what do you mean you can't be padui with an egel or a chaya, a seshochot, even if it's just money, and it's worth less than the petach hamor, but it's okay with the eved. So it doesn't work out. The Mishnah is saying you can't do it. Mishnah means it's not a chetz of the set, and therefore the assumption is it's not worth the petach hamor. So that's why it can only be work if it's a set. But now that he said that really anything you could be paid there. Anything you could be paid of b'pachos mishavyo, there's no worse than hektish. So here also, it's no worse than hektish. Ze'eno. Mavi lechatchila also lithos b'pachos. Chatchila you're not allowed to. Kamoi hektish taka. And then a turd sarach lithos mishavyo. Hachanami. Here also, alkin omar ha-mishnah, that the devarim elu ain't paid in kamoi b'seh, meaning pachos mishavyo. That would be the only way you could do lechatchila if it's a chetz of the seh. So you learn out from the posuk the Olav Yitzchak that these are not called sev, it's klayim, it's yesudayfin v'chulu. Hanadayin lehem din said the nitzel lechatchila v'pachus mishavyo. Rakdinam kishor shavik kesef the nitzel mishavyo. אבל בדיעבד, באמס דינם כהקדש, שפודרי בכל שם הכסף, אפילו בפוחס משוויה. שוב הרי, השם יסמורך, עשיין עם הצוסי בטורי אבן, הרגיש בוסה במגילה דף חב גימול, how could you say you can't be paid with a set Torah, with a this, with a that, it's no worse than money, and שפוחס משוויה פרוטה, ימויה. שאין ממשנה זו, דנירה דפילה בדיעבד, I'm sorry, I mean, you're paid שאיבי מישהו זו, דנרי דפילו בדיעבד אין הפודי בפחות משוויה. ומה שכסדנו אין ראי. אחי בי ראי מדמור בשעס תח ידבייס המנהלך. דם פודו בנדמה. That means it looks like it has certain simonim like the father, certain simonim like the mother, like it looks like a different species. איבוי ולא יפשתו. פוסק רמבן, דם פודו בנדמה, ומייס פתח החמור עשו בענו. פנדס הראש והטור כאן, אמרו בגוס ומוסף גימול. ומאי בפוחס משוויו. אם כן, חזינון, בפוחס משוויו, when you treat it like money, אפילו בדיעבד אין הפודי בשווי כסף. Not like what the din would seem to be by הקדש, that בדיעבד, הקדש שווי מונה, שחילה שווי פרוטה, is מחולו. But here we do not say that. That's what he wanted to say, but here he has a rain out of it. We don't say it. Right, but it remains, and we'll continue here tomorrow where he explains why, Taka, why don't you say it's not Chomer from Hekdash? How can it be Chomer from Hekdash? And by Hekdash of a Mona Eshchilol, of a Kuta Mechulo, it's here also. That's why it's Mechulo, and you really, maybe that's why it's Mechulo. So, that's why it should be Mechulo. How could the price would you say, Yein Mechalol in the set? Because the price means it's not a set. But why isn't it money, and it doesn't even have to be worth it? For it to kick in, at least because he has it. Okay. Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night. Very Southern College.
When the Rebbe talked about the Drosha and Kesef about the Arba Banim, the Rebbe said that it was each person who did himself all four, right?
Yeah.
So I was trying to, I didn't understand the Rosha.
Rosha is, you say, you know, it's an oil.